Alaska's churned in impressive performances today at the Olympic Games in Vancouver. In hockey, Palmer's Kerry Whelan scored a goal in a 9-1 win over Sweden. The win will advance Team USA to the final game against either Canada or Finland. Whelan is assured of either the silver or bronze medal. And in cross-country skiing, Anchorage's Keegan Randall led the U.S. to a record sixth-place finish in the team skate sprint. She and teammate Caitlin Compton each skied three laps of a 1.4-kilometer course. They spent much of the race in eighth place, but Randall came on strong at the finish.
Coming into the final exchange, we were about 6 to 7 seconds down on Canada, which seemed like quite a big gap, but I knew I'd had a strong finish in the semifinals, and so I chased after her and was able to catch Canada coming into the stadium, and so we definitely had a good sprint down the drag strip, but I was able to get ahead of her and take a sixth place for us.
In the end, Canada and the U.S. were separated by just 0.2 seconds. This is what it sounded like on NBC.
It's a race for pride, but this will be a great performance for the United States if they can hang on to for sixth position. Renner trying to move on the side of Randall. Randall fighting her off. It's going to be close at the line.
It looks like it's going to be Keegan Randall beating Canada. They say it's a photo finish.
Germany took gold in the sprint, Sweden silver, and Russia bronze. Randall says it was a hot day to race. The course started out icy but got increasingly mushy as the temperature spiked. She says she knows the crowd was loud in the stadium, but she was so focused on the finish line, she couldn't hear the cheers.
I heard some people say that the roar for me and Sarah Renner of Canada duking it out for sixth place was just about as loud as when the Germans and Sweden was going for the gold, so that was kind of fun, an added advantage of the home crowd.
At the Torino Olympics in 2006, Randall led the U.S. to a 10th place finish in the sprint. She has steadily improved her performance over all three Olympics she's competed in.
I'm super happy that we're just getting closer and closer to the medals. This added experience of a third Olympics, just watching people stand on the medals podium, I want that so bad. So it's the fact that we're getting closer is a good confidence boost for the next 4 years.
And the Olympics aren't over for Randall. She will compete in the distance relay on Thursday and the 30-kilometer classic event on Saturday.